Thanks for tuning into Americana Music Profiles. The next episode starts right now.
You are tuned in to another edition of Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's jump right in to the next exciting interview. Little Rock, Arkansas is the home to the music duo Cliff and Susan. Since they met in 2016, they've performed over 200 shows annually. They operate a music production company and a music and arts festival. They join us on this edition of Americana Music Profiles to talk about their latest single, A Natural State, and their debut album, Fiddle and Keys. Hello, Susan and Cliff. Welcome to the podcast today.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time out of your day to jump on here with us and talk about your career and your latest album. You guys in Arkansas, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Has that been home for you guys all along?
I grew up in Hot Springs, Arkansas, actually a little smaller town than Hot Springs called Magnet Cove. We live in Little Rock now. And
I grew up in North Little Rock, so I've basically been in this area my whole life.
So you guys are native, Arkansas. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I knew it was in there somewhere.
Sure.
So you guys are obviously a duo and you're married, but I'm making an assumption that you had careers before you guys got together in and around the state still.
Sure.
Yeah. So what kind of paths brought you to, tell me a little bit about your past that brought you up to where you guys got together.
Sure. I was doing full-time music when I met Cliff in 2016 on the stage at Dueling Piano Club called Willie D's here in Little Rock.
Okay, cool.
I've been touring internationally and primarily in piano bars. And I had just released a couple of projects out of Nashville under my solo artist Susan Irwin name. And when Cliff and I met, so I was full-time music, and then Cliff was, you know,
I was doing part-time music just on the weekends. I was working as a pharmacy tech during the week.
Okay.
And so same club in Willie D's is where we met. I did spend some time in Nashville, lived there for a short time to do recording and playing on the strip and doing the Nashville thing. And so I just happened to be playing on the same weekend that she was playing, and she was still traveling the world at that time. So I'm lucked into her being there on that weekend when we met.
Yeah. Instant connection, it sounds like.
Absolutely. We immediately started working together, and I had a show at a casino an hour away from that venue. And it's actually the casino that we have our residency in. It's my ninth year, his seventh year with me. And I immediately said, hey, come join me at the show, you know? And so we worked together immediately, and love happened, and we hit eloped in Vegas a year later.
Wow. That's cool. Either one of you go to school for music? Did you grow up with that in your families?
I took 10 years of classical piano lessons, but I went to school I have a degree in mathematics and a minor in physics, and I was a radio frequency engineer in corporate world when I discovered piano. So in 2003 is when I decided to, I discovered that I even had a valid path into the music business through piano bars, because I love to play piano. I kind of threw myself at singing at that point. I was a little scared to sing, but I faced my fear, and here I am 20 years later doing singing, piano, entertaining.
And I didn't have any formal school for music. I just played by ear, always been in music. My dad was a guitarist and songwriter and singer, and so I was influenced quite a bit by him, but also just my grandparents would always take me to Mountain View, Arkansas, where we'd, you know, watch the music on the square. And so I kind of played around that square in Mountain View and kind of got my start there, and took it from there.
The sound that you guys have, at least with the most recent album, is very distinctive. It's you know, it's that alternative country Americana folk rock kind of sound. Is that how you would identify yourself? Did you guys work on that together, or was it just organic? That's what came out when you started playing together.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to place like a specific category and genre in our music, but we did try to stay cohesive to one thing. And I'm, as a writer, I write a bunch of different kinds of music, but what we primarily play is heavily in country, and both of us have good roots in country, but also in that kind of honky-tonk boogie-woogie. She is a very big fan of Jerry Lee Lewis and was heavily influenced by him, and mm-hmm. and I, influenced by Charlie Daniels on that fiddle side of things. So we worked for this. We say this album was 7 years in the making, but really we were finding our sound as a duo. And, you know, we really wanted this album to sound cohesive to what we sound like on stage.
Okay.
It's just the two of us. So we would definitely place ourselves in that Americana country. A lot of people liken it to the older school, like 90s and early 2000s country. And, because that's what I grew up on. So it definitely, made its way into our production.
I definitely heard the elements of the boogie woogie and honky tonk, even a little bit of, Darius Rucker, the Hootie and the Blowfish feel. And, at least one of the songs, I kind of felt that Norah Jones vibe going on in there too. So, I love that. All of that stuff is stuff that I really grew up listening to as well. And so that was, it was fun to hear that mixture in there. When right. you guys write songs, which comes first, the lyrics or the melody? Do you have a, do you know where you're headed when you, tell me a little bit about your songwriting process.
For me, lyrics happened first for me. I started writing poems when I was young. And so like the lyricist side of me will just get out an idea and like write for therapy, or just kind of start just throwing a bunch of words and rhymes and thoughts and just a stream of consciousness in the lyric side. Mm-hmm. And for Cliff, I think it's a little different.
Yeah, I'd say for me, you know, 70 to 80% of it will start with a guitar. I just, you know, tend to pick up a guitar or maybe piano or and just kind of come up with a riff and expand upon that with lyrics. And but you know, maybe 30% of the time I'll have a good lyric in my head that I want to write to, and I create so many voice memos in my phone of little riff ideas. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of I'll merge the two and be like, you know, this is a cool lyric, let me look through my phone and see if I'm inspired by anything I've done in the past to write a song to a previous voice memo. So that's a lot of what I do.
Do you guys collaborate once you get the song to the point that you feel like it's ready to be a song? Do you bring each other in on the process?
I'd say we're always bringing each other in. Definitely. I mean, if he's working on something, he's like, what do you think of this? And then I'll start helping mm-hmm. out and doing some, but, for me, yeah, I'm always asking for him to take a look at what I'm doing. So yeah.
So the new album is Fiddle and Keys. Is when was that out? Is it out yet?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So we released it in October. It was October 27th of 2023.
Okay.
And we got to number 39. So we made the top 40 U.S. Apple Country Albums chart.
Awesome.
Which was exciting. It didn't stay there long, but we made it.
So yeah, that was nice. That's good.
In our cap. And we built a strong following and fan base over the years doing our shows. We do over 200 shows a year, so we've got a lot of people who love to come to our live shows. And, we do all kinds of music in those, and dancing and singing and the piano. If you've ever been to a piano bar, it's very interactive. So top 40 any genre, and that fan base was largely the reason we were able to, you know, release our own music and get some traction. So we were excited about that, and then we have some more music coming out, but we did release like a single or two prior to that, like 12 to 18 months leading up to the album. But the album came just when we were like we've got enough music, we feel like we've got an album's worth, and we were ready to just like make our stamp in the world and put together an album. Now we've got vinyl and CDs and all of it, so we're excited.
So this was, in essence, your debut album as a duo, then?
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah. Had either one of you done some recording prior to that?
Yeah, I released a 12-song. I had co-written an album in Nashville in 2015. I released a called Painting You Gone. It was under Susan Irwin, my solo artist name, and released an EP after that and a Christmas single. And then Cliff, I think you had done some recording, and
I've done a lot of studio recording as just a instrumental, you know, bringing in someone will bring me in for guitar or fiddle a lot of times, but I've been in production and doing and producing, because you know I produced our album in our home studio, and so I've been working in production for quite a while. So I've not been shy with the studio work.
He didn't have any releases per se under his solo artist name prior to the show, as far as writing any discography there, but he was definitely part of a lot of projects.
And I think I heard you said, and I read also where you guys work with other artists as well, right? You producing them and helping them find their space.
Yeah, I love to brag on Cliff on this. An artist can come to us. He's produced over 30 last time we counted, but it's many, many artists worked with. Many times they'll come with a song, maybe just a vocal and a guitar. You know, they'll come in and sing the song for him, and he will hear the song and then arrange it. Mm. He will arrange the entire song, play all of the instruments many times, and from like bass, guitar, drums, fiddle, dobro, mandolin, banjo, whatever the song needs, and then he'll produce it. So we're a one-stop shop for artists to come in, and I just love to see him take a song that's just very skeleton, bare bones, and then make it this big production, and all of that happened in his head, and I just think that's so cool.
Yeah. And that's kind of become your supplemental job, or however you would phrase that. That's basically what, between the playing the music and that's what you guys do at this point.
Yeah. We make most of our money. The way we pay the bills and grow the business is our live shows. We play over 200 shows a year, so we do that. And then we've got our production company where, yes, we produce. Cliff is working on the second volume of a two-song album project with a nonprofit called Freedom Sings Arkansas, and these are veterans that are paired with these other songwriters in this nonprofit group where they write songs about their past in war, and it's very, very much therapeutic for them. And they have songs, and Cliff takes the songs, like I said, in that bare bone, like just the lyrics. The song has been written with some co-writers, and from there they send it to Cliff, and then he arranges it and produces it, and we're in the second project. So that's an example of something that has been really keeping him busy, and we do make some money off of that. So a good business model to have some supplemental side work.
Did I read also where you guys have a festival that you produce?
We do. We launched our debut, or our festival debuted in 2019, called Yodaloo Music and Arts Festival. We are pausing this year and going to look at moving it to the fall of 2025.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do some work with the Pulaski County Fair, some bigger events here in Arkansas. But yeah, we did a country music festival, and I'll tell you, that was one of the most intensive things I've ever done.
I
from
bet.
Every angle, from financial to risk taking to just bandwidth, all of it. We brought the community together and provided a platform for fellow independent artists to share the stage with some national country headliners, and it had a lot of great years. You know, the first year was awesome, and then COVID happened, so we went virtual during COVID, and then from there we've been doing a lot to keep a monthly showcase happening with it, and so yeah, we've got that going on.
Yeah, that's cool. So what do you have on tap for spring and summer with this new record? Do you have a tour outside of Arkansas at all planned? Are you going to be moving out of the state?
We're going to Nashville, and we're going to Muscle Shoals area to do some shows. As far as touring per se, we're not doing a routed tour at this point. We are picking up shows where we're opening. We're talking to a venue in Nashville to do an opening act for an artist. So we're growing our full band original shows and getting them out there so that we can start wrapping all the marketing around it and being seen as options to open for some big names, which is kind of the natural next step for us with our original.
Mm-hmm. And that was one of my next questions. So you also actually have a band, full band version of what you do then?
Yeah.
Yes, we've been playing with our original project with a full band, and that's been a lot of fun for us. Kind of a new journey that we've started with our debut album project. So typically our shows are cover shows and all requests. So to be able to put our original music on stage in front of people has been a really cool thing for us. And we've been excited to start that journey. And we've now got crowds singing our music. And that's a really
great feeling. Yeah.
We had our debut album release show on January 11th of 2024 this year. And so that was a really special show for us. We had a great show, had a great turnout. And, you know, just having our fans support us and really like help us get some momentum. It just fuels more inspiration for us to continue to release more music, which we have projects in works now. So,
yeah. How far ahead are you guys planning? Working on new material, constantly writing, I presume. What's on tap for the future for you guys?
Well, we have a fellow artist, award-winning singer-songwriter. Her name is Erin Enderlin, and she has cuts by Reba, Alan Jackson, Luke Bryan, Leanne Womack, lots of success in her career. Uh-huh. And she invited us to perform with her at the Arkansas Country Music Awards this past year.
Oh, cool.
So we made a really good friend in her. And so now we're doing a three-song collaboration project where we're going to release three singles consecutively with her. So we'll be doing that. And then we've also got our own music. We're planning about every 6 to 8 weeks, we're going to release a new single. And we've got over 30 songs that we have identified as good, viable banks of, you know, in the library for consideration. And we're going to strategize around the ones those we release. And then at some point, I feel that we'll have, you know, our sophomore album, and we'll be able to put together a good second project. But right now, I think in the day and age of the way people consume music on the streaming platforms, having some good, consistent release strategy around maybe 4 to 8 weeks for a single is the natural next step for us.
And are these songs that you've already recorded and produced and you're just setting on them, or you have to get them to that point yet?
They're written, and we are now starting to strategize our recording of them. So, yeah, and recording in our own home studio. So we have the liberty to, you know, record whenever we want. If it's 3 a.m. in the morning, we're feeling inspired, or if it's, you know, anytime. We don't have to drive to Nashville to get the recording done, which is kind of nice thing.
Studio, we can kind of turn them out pretty quick if we need to.
Yeah. And are these duo songs or songs with your full band?
Well, these are full. But okay, so when we refer to our duo, that's our live show. Our original music is all full band production.
Okay.
We've not released anything on it like a duo acoustic side of things. So yeah, these are full band. But I will tell you, it's interesting to note that, you know, when you listen to our debut album, Cliff played most every instrument on the album. But now the challenge is finding a band that can now go and play that music like he wrote. And so, you know, he's a guitar player and a fiddle player, and many times Cliff will pick up the fiddle and we'll feature him on fiddle. But when he writes a song where he's playing fiddle and guitar, if there's any signature licks on both of those instruments, he either needs to make sure he finds a great guitar player.
Yeah.
And then he can play the fiddle, or at least he spaces out those instrumentals in the song where it well enough that he can grab the fiddle and go from both instruments. So, but our full band and all of our music we're releasing is going to be a full band production.
Yeah. Okay. So how do you, what's the best way for people to, listening to this that maybe don't know you or your audience to find your material and reach out and get in touch with you guys? What's the best way to communicate?
You know, the best way is to search Cliff and Susan. Everybody probably has their choice of social media platforms or where they listen to their music. And so we're everywhere. You know, we're creating content on the daily on all the social media platforms. We love for everyone to follow us and comment, send us a DM. We'll reply back. We love to connect and build our fan base and meet everyone. So just type in Cliff and Susan. Fiddle and Keys is the name of our album if they're wanting to go and find that album. If they want to go to our website, we are cliffandsusan.live.
And are there videos with some of these songs from the album?
Absolutely. We had our national TV debut on the Huckabee Show on TBN in February.
Oh, cool, cool.
And so Fiddle and Keys was the reason he invited us. He heard the song and he loved it. He was like, I got to get these two. And Governor Huckabee had seen us on during the pandemic. We did a lot of virtual shows,
mm-hmm.
and he had discovered us then. And so when we released our song, he was like, I have to have this too on the show. And so that production and that video of us on his show for Fiddle and Keys. And then I'll tell you another one we did on that when we were on TV was a song for Granddad, and it has over 1.2 million views on Facebook because
wow.
I think a lot of people really love the song. It's called A Song for Granddad, and Cliff wrote it about his late grandfather, and everyone seems to really gravitate toward that song. So you'll find those two pinned to the top of our social media, and it's all over our website.
Yeah, awesome. Well, good job, guys. I love the music, and I wish you well with it. It's been so much fun getting to know you a little bit and share your story with our audience, and we certainly wish you the best, and thanks for being with us.
Well, and please let us know how we can share this podcast and all of this over to our fan group. We love to support others who support great country music.
Yep, we will do. Thank you very much. You guys have a great weekend, and thanks for talking with us.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.